although the Seventh Ward was predominantly Creole, they had mixed backgrounds of white Europeans, African slaves, or indigenous Indians. But the mixtures were not all French and not all Spanish. I mean, some of them were Mexican. So people had all these mixed backgrounds. The Creoles, in many instances, were not distinguishable visually as people of color. They ranged from being easily identified as a person of mixed ancestry to a white person that had the physical appearance of any average American white person. But that neighborhood was basically a neighborhood of working class people. They had service jobs, big in construction, big in plastering, big in bricklaying, but also working on the river, longshoremen. That was the community we grew up in. So there was tremendous different looking people. Many very, very handsome men and beautiful women who were very proud of their ancestry, and they felt a need in those days to conduct themselves in a way that allowed them to get respect when they were out in public. So that there was an expectation that you had to dress better, you had to act better, you had to be better, you had to educate yourself more to function in the segregated environment of America, not just not Louisiana. There was also the expectation or the idea that Creoles thought they were better than their black counterparts. There was a divide there among some Creoles. There was social divide where the girls were concerned. A lot of the Creole families did not want their daughters to marry black men, so they didn't encourage them to visit in their homes. Wasn't true in my household or in my parents' friends' households. A lot of it had to do with exposure and education, I think. And my parents had both been away to school. Also, my mother grew up uptown. Her friends were black people, although she had Creole friends, and her mother looked like white. But I used to say, how can Creoles discriminate against black people when we're all black? I mean, you're doing the same thing to blacks that whites are doing to us, you know. So I guess there's a part of human nature to somebody's got to be better than the next guy. But the Creoles tried to keep their identity, their community, their values, their practices, and certainly their daughters in the Creole environment.